The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak, first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who after killing has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a lot going on in our Friday Gospel here, so I want to at least give you the exhortation that Jesus intends you to hear. So perhaps a little brief today, just like our regular Fridays. But there is a lot more than meets the eye. But I think that we can handle it as such. Jesus is, in this part of Luke's gospel, he's trying to get the focus of his disciples, right? He's trying to have them focus on what really matters. And what really matters is seeing Jesus, trusting him, and following him in all things. And he says here, even what's whispered behind closed doors, that's going to come to light. What does it mean? It means that everything we think and say and do should be thought and said and done for Jesus. Everything we think and say and do should be something that best glorifies God. And that's the challenge. That's a challenge we have today. That's a challenge that we have every day, is to think and say and do what is most pleasing to God, what best glorifies God, what best serves as an act of devotedness or devotion or just love for God. And pouring ourselves out in love for God, we can then love the people around us. And that's what God intends to happen. In fact, we celebrate today the feast of St. Teresa of Avila. She's a doctor of the church, and she's profound in her ascetic ways, like in the ways that she disciplined herself to always think and say and do what was most pleasing to God. And she helped reform then the Carmelite order, and she helped reform the entire church. And how did she do that? By prayer and by love. It was her whole life. And because prayer was her whole life, then she could help other people to pray. She could help other people to have the same focus that she had. And we get to have, in reflecting on her life today, we get to have some of the same focus. I think of one of the best ways, I think, to put this, I think Jesus very much would appreciate this summation of his preaching here. One of the ways to put it is given to us by St. John of the Cross, who was himself a very good friend of St. Teresa of Avila. He said, in the evening of life, when life comes to an end, right? In the evening of life, we will be judged on love alone. In the evening of life, we will be judged on love alone. And it's ours, my friends, to be here where the love of Jesus is made manifest to us, is made flesh to us again. It's ours to give ourselves in love to God and to pledge ourselves in loyalty to Him, that we will give ourselves away in His service in loving the people that He entrusts to our care today.